In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, in today's epistle, Paul warns the church in Corinth to have no divisions among you. The word divisions is in Greek schismata, a schism. The fear of being labeled schismatics might seem a little foreign or odd to us today. For after all, in American Christian culture, many are used to thinking that one can believe many, many different things and still call oneself Christian. But in the early church and throughout church history, being a schismatic, one who divides others from the church, or from each other, or from the truth of the Orthodox faith in Christ, was on par with being a heretic, one who outright preached or taught what is contrary to the gospel. Both in the early church led to excommunication, to separation from Christ and his body, the church, the ark of our salvation in Christ Jesus. Is this not exactly what St. Paul warns those in Corinth? That if their divisions and competing identities, some say they are Paul, some of Apollos, or what have you, if these competing identities or divisions are continued, and if they let these divisions remain in their fellowship with one another, that it would lead to separation, not only from each other, but from Christ himself and from his church. Our culture's values and beliefs, in the modern culture I mean, are constantly changing. And these days, of course, it's often not in the direction of the Christian church, but away from God's truth. Those who stand in the way of so-called progress, our culture labels bigots, narrow-minded, or worse. And many of the church's teachings today stand in stark contrast to what our culture thinks of as acceptable and good. Homosexuality, sex outside marriage, abortion, that humans were created in two sexes as man and woman, just to name a few major moral issues where vocal, sometimes even dominant, elements in our culture stand in opposition to the truth God has revealed through Christ and his church. The pluralism of American culture divides us when we allow it to infiltrate the church and to change our beliefs from what God has revealed, the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints, as it says in the book of Jude. When a person prefers the culture's reasonings to what God has revealed through his church and through Holy Scripture and through his prophets, then not only is that person in disobedience, but also that person is also supporting that which causes division within the church. To do so means separating oneself from the one faith that unites us with all Orthodox believers around the world, and with our beloved ancestors in the faith, with whom we also share in Holy Communion through the Holy Eucharist. The glue, brothers and sisters, that holds us together as Christians is precisely the opposite of what our culture teaches. It's not acceptance of certain elements in secular culture, but holding all things in common in the faith in Christ. Unity of faith means being united with Christ and with one another in his truth. In the church, we believe that this truth is a person, Jesus Christ, God's great revelation to us of himself and of the way to salvation. It is the truth, and only the truth, which sets us free, which binds up our wounds, and which brings healing. by professing this truth, by striving to live it, and by partaking of the truth himself in the holy mysteries, we are united with life and truth and with one another. And this truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are called to be inheritors and evangelists of this truth for all mankind. In this way, united in truth and without factions, we fulfill Christ's high priestly prayer that we may all be one, so that the world may believe what? That you sent me. Contrary to those who see the church as divisive or overly strict for not changing with the times, get with the times, we hear. Contrary to that, the church is in truth the one true sign and path to real human unity. The church calls all men, all creation, into a life of fellowship with the Holy Trinity, regardless of time, regardless of geography, of nationality, of race, or sex. And Christ calls all mankind to unity with one another by putting on a new identity in him. By submitting ourselves to Christ and his church, he himself leads us to life, to the healing of our souls, and to salvation. And even though we may wrestle with parts of the church's teachings, we do so humbly, praying for deeper understanding, knowing that Christ has the words of life and that this is his church. Christ has come to set men free from delusion and from division, where each follows after his own wisdom. Worldly wisdom, instead of bringing progress, as we're all always told, actually blinds us to God, to the presence of his love in the world, to his life-saving moral teaching, and to the blessed life that awaits in his kingdom. The Orthodox Church has seen empires, schismatics, and heretics come and go. She has weathered early persecutions, leading to many martyrs, from Arianism, from the Turkish yoke, more recently from communism, and from every other ism. And she will weather modern secularism as well, though not without a cost. But in this way, Orthodoxy transcends culture. And at one and the same time, it is the one true engine of culture in the world, of life lived in differing expressions of beauty, yet in harmony with all. A harmony which is found only in Jesus Christ, the coincident point of harmony of all creation. Indeed, the mission of the church is to transform every culture, baptizing it with the truth of Christ and bringing new life in him. Christ is calling all to fellowship with him in the unity of the faith of his church. The transformation of our culture will occur as we Orthodox Christians stand together, united, prayerful, humbly articulating and living as best we can, and with God's help, the timeless truth of Christ as revealed in his holy church. By repenting of our sins, including our preference for our own opinions, or having orthodoxy on our own terms, by striving to live authentic lives of integrity, by growing here where we've been planted, by striving to love each other as Christ loves, by not condemning each other, but inviting each to repentance, knowledge, and the love of God, which is healing us, we spread the seeds of his holy gospel. We witness to the truth of our faith, the truth that is Christ and the life found in him. This truth is indeed, as Paul says, foolishness to those who are perishing, to those who insist on living apart from God. Fine, recognize that that is the case. But to those who are being saved, the message of the cross and of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the very power of God. May we be among those who are being saved and not those who are perishing. May we take up our cross daily and follow faithfully after Christ. May we not separate ourselves from the community of the church. And may we always live striving to hear someday in the not too distant future these incredible words: "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Amen. Amen.